Getting back to this issue of AIs and premenopausal patients, I guess one thing from a nursing point of view is if a nurse ever hears a patient talk about having a menstrual period who's on an aromatase inhibitor, maybe that needs to draw some attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Because women who are on aromatase inhibitors ought to be postmenopausal, and because the medicine is a pure antiestrogen effect, it works by estrogen deprivation, there really should be no uterine bleeding while on an aromatase inhibitor. Now, the medicines can contribute to terrible vaginitis such that women can get, you know, ulceration of the vaginal tissues or genital urinary bleeding. So you need to explore where the bleeding's coming from. But they shouldn't get a period. And if they're getting a period, something's amiss in the situation.
What's your observation been in terms of the arthralgias that occur when the aromatase inhibitors?
Arthralgias are a real problem for patients who are taking aromatase inhibitors. The typical symptoms consist of achiness in the joints, the hands, the elbows, the shoulders, the knees. Patients feel stiff and achy when they get up in the morning. It tends to go away, usually with morning activities. There were a couple of interesting presentations that bear on that. The first was that the prevalence of this is actually quite high. In the phase 3 trials that looked at the aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen, they didn't capture a lot of data on arthralgia syndromes. So the incidence was considerably lower than what we've been seeing in clinic. There was a report at San Antonio on a patient-focused survey that asked the patients how many of them have symptoms. 45 to 50% are having these arthralgia symptoms.
Of course, we don't know what that would be in a control population.
We don't. But, from talking to patients, this is a common complaint. The second interesting thing is that there was a small report on the rheumatologic workup. And for the most part, the rheumatologic workup, getting things to rule out rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and Sjogren's syndrome and things like that, is pretty unrevealing in these patients. So it's a common complaint. It's clearly related to AI therapy. We jokingly call the symptoms, well, the patients come in and they often give what we jokingly call the Klickstein sign. Lloyd Klickstein was one of the rheumatologists we were sending these patients to be seen for an evaluation when we first started seeing this in the clinic. And if the Levine sign in medicine was when the patient makes a fist and clutches their chest, the Klickstein sign was when they sort of squeeze their hands and rub their joints and they kind of say, you know, I feel like I've aged overnight or I feel like I'm an old lady now. And that was such a uniform description of the symptoms that we coined the symptom after him. So, you know, fortunately for most women, this is not a deal breaker in the sense that, you know, they try Tylenol or other anti-inflammatory products to see if it'll help. Anecdotally, it doesn't seem to help that much. And we all are hoping that there will be something that comes along that alleviates this because a few percentage of patients are really quite debilitated by it. And I've had more than a handful of patients who have switched back to tamoxifen because they didn't like the musculoskeletal symptoms of the aromatase inhibitors.
Any benefit to switching to another AI?
My own personal impression is that it's only by sheer luck if that works, that anecdotally some patients tolerate one more than the other. It clearly is a class effect, and I don't know of any literature to suggest that one AI has less or more of this problem than the other.